some people have referred to intrahepatic infusion of FUDR as kind of a dinosaur that's no longer relevant in the days of oxaliplatin and irinotecan. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think if you look at all the trials with FUDR, especially in this group of individuals with resectable disease, they either come from single institutions or they're underpowered studies. I think C09 is either going to put the last nail in the coffin of intra-arterial FUDR or intra-arterial chemotherapy will continue on. I think we desperately needed a trial like this with the newer systemic agents to see what the role of intra-arterial FUDR is. And with 400 patients on this trial, we'll know what the results of that trial are. I don't think intra-arterial chemotherapy is a dinosaur in this disease site. I think it's one of the options for people with certainly advanced disease. It's listed in the NCCN guidelines as a potential along with systemic. But I think this trial will answer the question, what role will it play in resectable and ablative disease as a multi-institutional trial? And I think that's very important.
I was talking to Dr. Wallmark about this study and, you know, talking about how the NSABP always tackles trials that nobody else would even think about beginning. And this one kind of fits into that category. Do you think it's going to get done?
Well, I think, yes, the NSABP has done trials that either other people don't want to do or have a hard time doing. But this trial is going to take the effort. This trial is going to take a national effort. And already the NCCTG has endorsed this. We're trying to get the other cooperative groups to endorse this trial. It's going to take an effort by not only the NSABP, but the other cooperative groups helping here.